Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Zimbabwe here at Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, and I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. Today we are discussing remarks by President Emmerson Mnangagwa that he intends to leave office when he completes his five-year final term in 2028. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. The first debate of the 2024 presidential election is in history books. But the question, 1 week later, is whether President Joe Biden will remain in the race after a weak performance that has raised questions within his own party about his age and mental fitness to lead. Meanwhile, his opponent, Donald Trump, is keeping his focus on Biden's shaky performance. VOA senior Washington correspondent Caroline Presutti takes a look.
The optics, two elderly men sniping at each other in the first presidential debate. The overwhelming impression is that President Joe Biden, at 81, stumbled, and at times was difficult to understand or follow. At one point, Biden said, "I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more border patrol and more asylum officers." At which point Trump responded, "I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either." Now U.S. Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas is the first Democrat to state publicly that Biden should withdraw from the race. Analysts say that changes the dynamic.
If I had to gamble now, I'd say it's 50-50 more than anything that Biden will not be on the ticket.
Not if the president has anything to do with it. He admits to aging, but points to his competitors' false debate claims.
I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth.
However, a CNN poll shows 3 out of 4 voters say Democrats have a better chance of winning the presidency without Biden as the party's nominee. Historically, losing the first debate doesn't necessarily doom a presidency.
But what it did do is to...
In 2012, analysts say then-President Barack Obama had a weak debate performance. But then he went on to win re-election.
The reason for the bad first debate was, in Obama's case, he just wasn't as prepared. But the next debate came up fairly quickly, and he did very well in that. Not exactly the same thing.
In another poor debate performance.
Pays for pay and salary, or pay and pension.
President Ronald Reagan appeared confused at age 73.
Still was really at the first debate thought of as not performing well for his age, and came back and had a good second debate. So there's a short-term strategy to shore up the base and a longer-term strategy to really show that this was an aberration and that he is able to act more vigorously and more presidential.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to keep the focus on last week's debate.
Joe Biden spent the entire week at Camp David resting, working, studying. He studied very hard. He studied so hard that he didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Analysts say whether President Biden steps aside depends on his support in the Democratic Party and whether there are more public calls for him to resign from the race.
The choice in this election.
Caroline Presutti, VOA
Donald
News.
Trump will destroy our democracy. I will defend.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa says he is ready to retire and hand over the presidency to a new ZANU-PF leader. Mnangagwa, who made these remarks in Manicaland region while officially launching a water and baobab juice-making firm, said he has no interest in extending his term. This is the first time that the Zimbabwean leader has hinted that he is leaving office after toppling the late former President Robert Mugabe in a de facto military coup in 2017. There were reports that he wants to have a third term.
ZANU-PF constitution yetu inotiyo after every 5 years tunaenda ku Congress. Takaita Congress yetu about 5 years. Every 5 years, tenda Congress, and it's tenda Congress, ikoko, to start the president. President, we don't have a matema, 5 years. Inakata 5 years yokutanga ikapera kana Congress mukanidzorera. So ndakuita my last 5 years. Sapera manje manje. Ndoenda kunozorora. Toenda ku Congress mosaka umwe anotungamira chitevedzera tsoka dzangu. Mazviwa. Mazuva ango kuzorara pedo. Chaenda kunozorora, toenda ku Congress mosaka anotevedza tsoka dzangu. Zamunhu mutapa. Mazvinzwa.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa speaking at Mutare Teachers College today, reacting to President Mnangagwa's remarks on stepping down, Chengetai Guta, Director of Communications in the Douglas Monzora-led MDC party, had this to say.
I don't think any normal thinking Zimbabwean will believe what Emmerson Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, is saying right now, because it's not the first time that he has fooled a whole nation. You remember what happened in 2017? We had a coup, and he denied everything that had to do with the coup. I don't believe that he means it when he says that he's not going to be vying for office, or he's not going to be still in office in 2030. I actually believe that he's trying to hoodwink a whole nation, and we are on guard. In fact, we have already started as a party to go to the ground, try and conscientize the people, let them know that this is what is happening as far as the constitution is concerned, that there is no room for an extension of a term, and it's something that we should guard jealously, and with the vanguard of the people's struggle, as a party, we are going to make sure that it doesn't happen.
Media Center Director Enes Mudzengi said it's difficult to know if Mnangagwa will keep his word on this issue.
Anoenderana nezvakatarwa mubumbiro remutemo remuno muZimbabwe ratingati constitution pachirungu. Constitution yedu inotara kuti mutungamiriri wenyika anokwanisa kuita matemu maviri chete, haabvumidzwi kudarika matemu maviri. Saka zvavari kutaura ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo.
Political activist John Gumini welcomed Mnangagwa's remarks, saying this is the first time a ZANU-PF leader will leave office willingly if this happens. That was political activist John Gumini speaking to our reporter in Harare. Meanwhile, Zimbabwe today received US$32 million from the African Union's Climate Agency, Africa Risk Capacity, which is part of a drought insurance payout. Finance Minister Professor Ntuli Ncube, speaking at the ceremony, emphasized that the funds will be targeted towards the 27 most vulnerable districts, with a particular focus on Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North provinces, including districts like Umguza, Cholocho, Nkaye, Lupane, Bybridge, and others. Please stay tuned as we take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. in moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depends on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing President Emmerson Mnangagwa's remarks that he wants to leave office when his term of office ends in 2028. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Jokora, a political analyst aligned to the opposition, and Mr. Tabang Nare, a political commentator. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you, Mabaza.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Jokora. Being aligned to the opposition, what's your take on what we heard the president saying today in Manicaland?
Happy 4th July to you, Marvelous.
Thank you.
All the people at VOA. Thank you very much. You know, what we heard today, we know it's a blatant lie. We know ED is lying. Mr. Mnangagwa is lying. He said that the same things are almost the same words when he came in 2017. He told the people that he was going to be a president for all. He has only been a president for ZANU-PF and a few people in his family. He told the nation that he was going to be democratic. In fact, we have seen the democratic space being encompassed. And he told the people that he was going to enact electoral reform when he came in 2017, but up to today, he has not enacted not even one electoral reform. So we know that he is lying. We know why he is doing this. His eyes are on the upcoming SADC summit. He knows that the people of Zimbabwe are going to protest because people are not happy that he stole an election in 2023, and now he is becoming chairperson of SADC, the same SADC, the same organization that declared that election not to be free and not to be fair, that election was fraught with a lot of irregularities, and we are seeing the same SADC now trying to make him chairperson. The people of Zimbabwe are not happy about that, and they've put notice that they are going to protest. We are going to see protests everywhere in Botswana, in Zambia, in South Africa, including in Zimbabwe. And all he is doing now is to make people relax, is to make people not to think of protesting, because Emmerson Mnangagwa would have done a good thing. But there is no good thing that is ever going to come out of this man. He is not retiring. We'll see Emmerson Mnangagwa immediately after the SADC summit. We'll hear that he is back.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. Over to you, Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF. We're hearing there Mr. Jokora saying that the president is politicking ahead of the SADC summit by the announcement that we saw him making today. What's your take?
Thank you. Thank you, Marv, and thank you, Zimbabwe. The first thing is we must understand that the president has made a declaration that he is not going to stand again after 2028. I don't know how else you want to be told. He told us what the constitution of ZANU-PF says and what the constitution of Zimbabwe says. And that is a true man, and that is a true Democrat. I don't understand what exactly the opposition wants. The opposition are surprised that the president is a Democrat. He's a lawyer by profession and is a president by appointment. And therefore, he knows exactly what he's doing. It is for the interest, the best interest of the party and of the people of Zimbabwe. Now for Dokora to say the president had lied, that is going to be the president of Zimbabwe, and then he became a president of one party. I don't understand him. He is the president of Zimbabwe. It is the Triple C, the opposition, and whoever they want to call themselves, who do not want to accept him as their president. But when they become Zimbabweans, they realize that Zimbabwe has a president, a progressive president, a president who is actually overseeing development in Zimbabwe. He's overseeing a lot of, like today, he was opening a beautiful big company industry, which will turn the Boab juice for the first time in Zimbabwe. He is actually had all our roads rehabilitated. He has actually made so many big industries to open, like the Maniva one in the industry one.
Thank and you there, Mr. Mavaza. In the interest of time, let me go to independent political commentator Thabang Nare. What's your take? You're right in the middle on what we're seeing coming out of Zimbabwe from the presidency.
Thank you, Marvelous, and thank you, Zimbabwe. Just to say that it would be stretching the truth to say Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa is a Democrat. We all know that he came in through a coup in November 2017, and the 2018 elections were disputed. The 2023 elections are disputed, as per the SADC, Election Observer Mission report. So, and we know that the culture in ZANU-PF has not been to elect a president. Since ZANU-PF was formed in 1963, Mr. Ntabaningi Sithole went out through some coup or recall. Mr. Robert Mugabe also went out through a coup. There has never been a process. So there is no internal democracy within ZANU-PF where someone is nominated and voted to be a president. So that culture is not existent. So what Mr. Mnangagwa is saying simply is the ZANU-PF constitution needs to be amended. You know, he's saying they need a constitutional amendment. I think you need to read between the lines. After the ZANU-PF constitution is amended, then the Zimbabwean constitution can be amended. We know there is a prevailing slogan that says 2030, Anenge Achiripo, you know. So this is just smokescreen. Those people from the village, our lovely Zimbabwean people were celebrating, they were fooled. Just last week in Matabeleland, one minister was saying that it's wrong for children to be taught by a teacher who's not using their native language. The next day, when the deputy minister tried to implement, that deputy minister was fired. So this is how ZANU-PF behaves. They act as if they want to follow policy or want to follow the constitution, and the next day they'll turn around and go the other way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Vajokora, saka munoona zvakamira sei pari zvino? Mazwi ava Mnangagwa, tinoona vazhinji vakatarisa kuti zvavataura kuti vari kuenda, uyezve vari kuti panofanira kutsvagwa mumwe munhu womubato ravo kuti azotora nzvimbo yavo, sezvo sokutaura kwavaita hanzi, aiwa, inini ndaneta ndakuda kuzoenda pamuchira ndigere kana nguva yangu yandakapiwa nebumbiro remutemo yasvika. Imi muri kuti hamusi kubvumirana neizvi, saka what's the way forward now?
Aiwa, tiri kuona Mabva Mnangagwa vari kutaura pachikuru, munhu mukuru ari kukwata, ari kutya zvaari kuziva zviri kuuya. Ari kutoudzwa nevanhu vake veintelligence kuti vana veZimbabwe vari kuratidzira. Izvi hazvichazobudi zvakanaka kune mamwe vatungamiri vari kubva kuSADC vanenge varimo muZimbabwe. Ari kutya zvakanyanyisa kuti vana veZimbabwe vapinde mumugwagwa. Saka paangoti regai nditsvage nyaya inoita kuti ivanyaradze, zvino isu sevana veZimbabwe vakashinga hatipiwe zviwitsi, tobva tatofara toti aiwa, hatichapinda mumugwagwa, hatichanyanya kusoropodza vaMnangagwa nekuti vataura kuti vari kuenda. Ari kuenda hatombotauri sematauriro avari kuita iwayo. Ndoda kutaurawo panguva ino kuti vaMnangagwa vanofanira kuguma kutaura kuti munhu mutapa. Havasi munhu mutapa, hakuna munhu mutapa akadaro. Uye unotoona kuti hapana zve
zvedemokrasi zviri kutaurwa vari kutaura kuti ari kuuya ngaateedzere tsoka dzangu kuteedzera tsoka dzavo dzekudii zvavari kuita vamunangagwa vari kushungurudza vanhu iko zvino vari kusunga vanhu iko zvino tine vekuavondeo 78 nevamwe vose ana jobscala vakasungwa vakagara mujeri vasina kodzero yekuti vasingafanira kunge vachigara mujeri vanhu vari kuurayiwa vafundisi vakaurayiwa bishop akaurayiwa kumabvuku ndidzo here tsoka dzavari kuda kuti ari kuuya wacho wavari kuti achauya wacho ateedzere hapana chavaita vamunangagwa chinoitwa kuti chiteedzerwe neanenge apinda ndokunge apinda asi chandiri kuona ini ndechekuti tichingopedza nyaya yesadak rumbo rwuya neslogan iya yekuti 2030 munangagwa anenge achipo inenge yatotanga kuitwa zvakanyanyisa saka ini ndongoti kune vana vezimbabwe kana kuine vari kuronga zvavari kuronga ngavaenderere mberi ngavaregedze kunyengetedzwa nezviwitsi zviri kuitwa navamunangagwa
tomboenda kwamuri vamavaza muchitaura muri kubato irori rezano pf saka zviri kutambirwa sei zvataurwa navamunangagwa izvi mubato renyu sekutaura kuri kuita vadzvokora kuti tinozoona munguva inotevera sezvatakamboona zvichiitika kuti tinenge taakunzwa paane maslogan ekuti nhingi 2030 zvakamira sei
tinogara tichitaura kuti mapolicies ezanu pf haadecidwe paslogan haadecidwe neslogan kana president vachinge vataura kuti ini handisi kuzomira havana kutaura kuti vari kunyeba vari kutaura chokwadi saka mubato vanhu vari kuzvichingamidza nemaoko mairi vari kutarisira kuti patichasvika pacongress tichatedzerawo mamiriro nezvinoitwa mumusangano wezanu pf nezvinoitwa nebumbiro remutemo rezanu pf kuti mumwe mutungamiri anosarudzwa sei ndada kuti ndingotsanangura kuna mutaura ambotaura uya ndakangana zitarawo hachisi chokwadi kuti zanu pf inorarama neku muzimbabwe hamuna kuitwa ku masoja akangobvisa vakanga vachinyangadza mutungamiriri wehurumende mutungamiriri wenyika vamugabe vamugabe vakarizaina havana kubviswa nechisimba saka kana mumwe munhu ane mafungiro akasiyana newayo mafungiro akayo chokwadi chiripo pabepa ndechekuti vamugabe vakarizaina tsamba resignation yavo iripo unogona kuiwana online everywhere yakafailiwa kumaarchives kuzimbabwe saka hakuna dambudziko rekuti vanhu vanganzi vanyeberwa uyezve hatina chikonzero chingaita kuti vamunangagwa vanyebere vanhu nekuti hatina chatinotya nekuti ruzhinji rwezimbabwe mwana wezimbabwe anofarira musangano wezanu pf vari kuona zviri kana vamunangagwa kana vachiti ivo ndoda kuti vanhu vagoteedzera tsoka dzangu havatara tsoka dzekutaura navadzokora dzekurwara idzi aiwa vanotara tsoka dzebudiriro tsoka dzekuvandudza mamiriro eupfumi muzimbabwe tsoka dzekubatsira vana vezimbabwe vadzokora vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pevanhu makumi manomwe nemasere vakasungwa vaya vanhu vakasungwa vapara mhosva nyaya yavo inopedzwa nedare zanu pf handiyo inosunga vanhu zanu pf handiyo inotonga vanhu mudare nyaya dzekumatare ngadzisiyane nenyaya dzematenderwo enyika
Mr. Mavaza, let's give a chance to Mr. Thabang Nare, if you can comment in Ndebele. So what do you think is the way forward? We're hearing there our guest who is aligned to the opposition saying one thing and our guest who's aligned to the ruling party saying another. What's your take moving forward? You can answer in Ndebele.
Yeah, wrong, Mavelas. Into ekumele yenzakale ukuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisekhaya lalezi ezikudiaspora kumele zithole isikhathi zokuthi zixoxisane ngomumo osekhaya okulisizi yikuthi laba ababekhokhela impi yokukhulula ilizwe sebengabantu asebengezela izizukulwane zezimbabwe siyazi besikhumbula ngayo uJoshua Nkomo owayekhokhela wabhubhayo owatsho ukuthi okubuhlungu yikuthi ilizwe liyakhululeka kodwa abantu bengatholi inkululeko bengatholi injabulo so yinto esiyenzakele eZimbabwe khathesi siku 44 years the independence abantu abatholi inzuzo ama fruits injabulo lentokozo imisebenzi izindlu imali impila kahle ngenxa yokuthi sokwatholakala uzibuse eZimbabwe kodwa siyazi ukuthi laba ababusayo yibo lemuli zabo abazidlela bodwa bekapula bodwa sibonile ukuthi kutshontshiwe lapha imali kuthiwa kuthengwa imbuzi kwatshontsha imali yelizwe kwathengwa izinto zokuthi ze-election kwatshontsha imali yelizwe laba abantu kababothwa abanye babo ngenxa yokuthi bakhangelela ukuthi baseduzane lo mongameli welizwe uMnangagwa kunjalo nje abanye bathi engxenye yomnyangwakho uselungiselela ukuthi umntwana wakhe lowo ongu-deputy finance minister ukuthi nguye ozakhokhela so kungani yinto esingeyomdeni ngendlini yakomnyangwakho kuphela so uba uMasimbi abekhuluma khonapho but laye kasoze thole lutho awane tshunu nguwa yafamba.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Jokor. I saw you nodding your head against what Mr. Mabaza had said. If you can just give us your take as we wrap up the program.
Aywa, Mabaza, watungu ya kuzo zivirida, kuzo defender, shinu zisinga defend eke. We are seeing him trying to defend the indefendable. I was nodding my head because he was lying that Mr. Mnangagwa had made so much a development. He has not done anything. He has presided over a country that has caused so much suffering. The people of Zimbabwe have never suffered. In fact, people are even saying as bad as Robert Mugabe was, Emmerson Mnangagwa is worse than Mr. Mugabe. So that's how much people of Zimbabwe are suffering. And I want to agree with my brother there, Mr. Nare, that as Zimbabweans, we need to find each other. We need to come together so that we do what the Kenyans did. We come together, we fight together, we rise up together, and we remove this government that has caused so much suffering to the people of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mavaza, your last word.
Thank you, Dangote. I think I'm going to say that Vanare, issue Yawasibanda, deputy minister, a former deputy minister, it was a total issue of tribalism. The audio is clear. She embarrassed that girl. Akitu, why are you here? You speak Shona, go to Mashona. And that was horrible. That's not the Zimbabwe we want. And that go another Zimbabwe, that Batanei, besides Maruzielu, besides Mapati Edu, Tiruamnechete, Inyekaya Baba, and the way Zomnangangwa, dear Arkurira, do I chokwabi. You show me that 2028 and the move for Jesus and PFIPA.
Mr. Nare, your last word.
Gentlemen, as I had said earlier, Zimbabwe belongs to all Zimbabweans. It doesn't matter where you are, it will always be home. And so it's a tragedy, the current state of things. But it is up to Zimbabweans everywhere to find each other, talk to each other, and renew the vision for the country and just learn through this experience, terrible experience of Robert Mugabe, of Emmerson Mnangagwa, to say never again will we have a dictatorship. Democracy is the way, better way of doing things.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. Would like to thank our guests, Mr. Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF, Mr. Tawanda Jokora, a political analyst aligned to the opposition, and Mr. Thabang Nare, an independent political commentator. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, saying happy 4th of July.